Blog Talk Radio.
You ready, Fiona?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, this is Alden Hines of Orient Lodge. That's orient-lodge.com. And you're listening to
another episode of Fiona's radio show.
Just about every week at 6:30 Eastern United States time, Fiona and I discuss the events of the week. It provides some quality father-daughter time and has built up a large library of recordings of the two of us talking together. We've been doing this show for 7.5 years now, something like that, ever since Fiona was 6. And so there's a lot of episodes you can listen to. Sometimes we've had special guests call in, but of late, mostly it's just the two of us talking. I encourage all parents to spend more time talking with their kids, perhaps recording some of the discussions for posterity, or, as we do, sharing them on Blog Talk Radio. So, Fiona, what do you want to talk about tonight?
Should we start with today?
Okay. So what went on today?
Hair curling.
Hair curling. Okay. So what can you say about hair curling?
Well, it's what I did today. I curled my hair.
Yeah, because you know how much hair I have on the top of my head.
We could curl your... Well, we could straighten your beard.
Right. And it's getting a little bit longer again. Enough so that Mom's talking about how I need a haircut.
No.
No, you don't think so? So let's hear about the hair curling. So what went on with hair curling?
Well, I went over to Joy's today. We did my hair up.
So let's stop there for a second. And who's Joy?
Our neighbor that lives up the street.
Okay, so you went up the street to visit a neighbor named Joy. And what happened?
We did my hair with the hot curlers, and we used a curling iron for a little bit of it.
Okay. And so how did this come about?
Well, it started when I got the book for Christmas. It's a book about vintage hairstyles. And one of my favorites is the 50s fake bob. And so that's what we did today with the curler.
Okay, so you did a 50s fake bob with the curlers.
Yes.
Okay. And is there some reason why the 50s fake bob is like a favorite hairdo of yours?
Kind of reminds me of Agent Carter.
Ah, okay. And Agent Carter is?
The new Marvel TV show that's replacing Agent Shield, which is not canceled. It comes back on March 3rd. It's very important, but they're doing like a 7-episode season, and it's about an Agent of Shield, Agent Carter, in the 50s or 40s.
Okay. And so you got your hair bobbed. What else can we say about, hair curling?
It's fun, but it does take time.
Okay.
And right now I want...
You want what?
Leave-in curls that you sleep in.
Okay.
I love my hair curly.
Okay. Let's see, what was the other thing I was going to ask about? Did you do anything after having your hair done that was different from what, say, people did in the 50s after getting their hair done?
I got a car ride home from job. Oh, I took a selfie.
You took a selfie. And a lot of people didn't take selfies back in the 50s.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Okay, and so you took a selfie, and what did you do with the selfie?
posted it on Instagram, texted it to a couple
right.
of friends.
Okay, and so Instagram's kind of like your go-to social media site?
Yes.
And have you gotten any responses on Instagram?
I got 6 likes.
Okay, okay. And responses via text messages?
Cute, pretty, that type of thing.
Okay, okay. So what else about hair curling?
It's fun, and I want the overnight curlers that I can use all the time.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
Not really.
Not really? Yeah, because, so, you know, before we did this show, you know, it's we always, and this is just for other people to be aware of, before we did the show, we spent some time, as we always do, saying, what should we talk about on tonight's show? And you said getting your hair done, and I suggested maybe we needed to talk about some other stuff because we've used up all of, you know, 7 minutes talking about the hair, and so it's, you know, not even a quarter of the show.
Yep.
So, what else can we talk about?
Well, what was Wednesday?
What was Wednesday?
Kim. You should know.
I'm sorry, though, because, you know, I know Tuesday was Epiphany, or 12th day of Christmas, but what happened to
what?
Wednesday? Yeah.
I don't know that.
Yeah. So I went to church on a Tuesday night for Epiphany. But then, what happened on Wednesday?
It was Brett Dalton's birthday.
Ah, that's right. You mentioned that on last week's show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And?
And it was a very important day. He turned 32.
32?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And anything else about that?
No, okay.
No? Okay. So what else?
They gave us way too much homework last this past week in school.
Yeah, so what do you have for homework?
Well, for the weekend, I had to finish the packet for Spanish. I have to finish the math packet by Tuesday, but I need help with that. I have a question about it. I don't like, it's a lot of sets, but defining the variables, and I just like to write the equation, get it, and solve the equation, but no, in the packet, there's, like, defining the variable, writing out how the equation with the variable, and all this other stuff, and it's like, I don't like that. And then I have to finish making the rules for social studies by Tuesday, and then...
Making the rules?
We have to do, because we read the ancient laws of the Sumerians, and now we have to make 6 laws.
Okay.
And give a reason that's due Tuesday. And then I feel
so,
like I have
so do you have any ideas for what laws you're going to make?
Oh, I've already got a couple down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, like, the first law of Sumerian is don't talk about Sumerian?
What's that mean?
There was a famous movie years ago called Fight Club. And the most famous line, one of the most famous lines from that movie is the first rule of Fight Club is don't talk about
Fight Club.
Don't talk
about Fight Club. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay. So I was wondering if that was, you know, one of the rules.
No.
No. Okay. Okay, so you have to make 6 rules for social studies.
I can read the first rule.
Okay, what's the first rule?
Law number 1, if someone abuses or kills an animal, the person will be brutally tortured by a professional, of course.
Okay. What if they do it accidentally?
It's going to be by a case-by-case basis. They're still going to have to do time.
What if, you know, like they hold a cat upside down as if the cat's a baby when the cat doesn't want to be held that way?
What are you talking about?
I'm just coming up with, you know, like some hypothetical ideas for exploring the role and how it might be implemented.
Well, it depends.
Okay. Anything more about social studies?
I can read the second rule because I only have two rules so far.
Okay, so what's the second rule?
If someone is to steal, they will be put in prison for 1 to 10 years, depending on what they stole.
Okay. What if it was a loaf of bread to feed their sister who was starving?
It wouldn't be for that long.
You know what I'm referring to, right?
They miss, and that's not even the correct thing.
No?
It was for his dying daughter, and it was not even a whole loaf of bread.
Okay. Okay. So, what else?
Let me check my agenda, because I have it all written down. Agenda card. I should start that later. I have to do flashcards for the roots for Tuesday.
Flashcards for what?
For the roots, for quiz thing, English. I have to make flashcards for that. And then, I have nothing. Well, and then I have extra credit in Spanish. But that's not due till Friday. And then I have to do a reading log, that's due Friday. And then in an hour of membane, that's due Friday. Oh, I hate membane so much.
You hate what?
Membane. It's a stupid thing we have to do for English, and I hate it so much.
What is it?
It's a website with words, and you have to learn the words, and we have to spend an hour each week, and it's horrible.
Okay. So what's going to go on tomorrow morning?
It should be a snow day, but, you know, don't know.
You think a snow day or an ice day?
An ice day, but either way, school should be closed.
Ah, okay. Yeah, maybe we should have... Remember when we had that weatherman call into your radio show?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you think we should ask him to call back?
Yeah, that'd be
cool. Okay, I'll bring that up. Yeah, because I was talking with him on Friday about the weather and talking about the possibility of an ice storm beginning of the week. And there may also be some weather at the end of the week. So we'll see what goes on with that. But it seems like the weather at the end of the week, depending on the computer models you're looking at, is looking less and less likely. So, okay, so talked about the possibility of an ice storm tomorrow and what's going on for schoolwork. Anything else going on this week that we should talk about?
Tuesday I have auditions.
Tuesday you have auditions. So tell me about the auditions.
I have auditions for Xanadu, the school musical that we're doing this year.
Okay. And so what can you say about Xanadu?
I don't really know anything about it other than it doesn't make any sense and there's no real plot. It's about a disco roller rink with Greek gods.
Okay. Are they Greek gods?
I think so.
Oh, okay. And so what's involved with the audition?
I have to sing 16 measures of music.
Okay. And so what are you going to sing?
Something to Sing About from Buffy.
Okay. You know, I was thinking about that song and perhaps a different version of it for Wesley this past week. give me something to bark about? So,
Wesley!
What do you think Wesley needs for something to bark about?
A small animal to a car.
Yeah, or pretty much anything that makes a noise or odor.
Yep.
Yeah, like...
Or when Dad walks around on the porch.
Right. Oh, so speaking about that, that's another one that we should talk about. Did you go out on the porch last night?
Yeah, because to see the comet.
So what comet was it?
I can't remember its name.
So it's Comet Lovejoy.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
Okay. And so anything particular about the comet, what it was like seeing it?
It was colorful.
Okay. And it's the first time you've seen a comet, right?
I think so.
But you've seen shooting stars before.
Yes.
Because we did talk a little bit before we went out about the difference between a comet and a shooting star. And so maybe we will look at the comets more over the next few days. Because it should be good comet viewing until the end of the month. So it might be an interesting thing to see if we can see with your cousins.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what else is going on that we should talk about?
Not much.
So let me ask you this. Ducks or Buckeyes?
What?
Ducks or Buckeyes?
Did I miss something here?
Probably. I'm wondering if any of the boys at school would know what I'm talking about.
Oh, are we talking about football?
Yes.
American football.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It is important to note. American college football. The American College Football Championships are this evening with the Oregon Ducks playing the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Oh, that reminds me. Do you know who's playing at the Super Bowl halftime?
Let's see.
Don't Google it.
Katy Perry?
Yes, you Googled it, didn't you?
Actually, I did not. I had read something about, and I was just trying to remember because there's a thing going on about Katy Perry and who's like the other big female vocalist that the two of them are having a little bit of a spat.
All right, that's three other famous, really. No, four. All right, so it's either Meghan Trainor, Taylor Swift, Iggy Azalea, Ariana Grande.
Yeah, no, there's apparently some spat going back and forth between Taylor Swift and Katy Perry.
Well, I wonder what
and
it's about.
I don't know. And some of it's around the Super Bowl or something like that. I haven't paid close attention, and I may be getting it completely messed up. So which one? And so when I was trying to when I was talking about, let's see, so who is it at the Super Bowl? And I was trying to remember if it was Katy Perry or Taylor Swift.
It's Katy Perry.
Okay. And, yeah, so doing a quick search, Gawker has a post up from, when is that? You can't even see that. You know, I hate that they don't have the date on their things. But the title of their article is Taylor Swift and Katy Perry Hate Each Other, A Theory and Timeline, which... is actually from last September, but so that's one of the things that people are talking a lot about. Taylor Swift is self-described straight-up enemies with another wildly successful female pop star whom she has declined to name.
Why?
I don't know. You know, I don't really follow all of this. But you know that she was hospitalized after a serious snowmobile accident?
Okay, Perry or Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you gotta stay on top of this stuff, Fiona.
No, my job is to stay on top of good soft Sweden stuff.
Ah, okay. Okay. So you're following the thing about Katy Perry being on Agent Carter?
What?
You didn't hear about that?
You're messing with me, aren't you?
Would I mess with you about something like that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're right. Yes, I would, and I am.
Knew it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's really Taylor Swift. Okay, so let's see. So Taylor Swift is supposed to do the halftime show. Katy Perry. So are there interesting discussions about that?
Not really.
Not really? Okay. How much is Katy Perry liked by, you know, your classmates?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Just curious. Okay, so what other topics should we cover before we wrap things up?
We could talk about how I almost made Miss Ortiz cry.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
Oh, I was telling her all the stuff about Premier and what they do to the horses. She was like, oh my God, and she was like, in tears. It was awesome.
Okay. Okay. And anything else?
Not really.
Not really? So we've talked about the audition. So are you prepared for your audition this week?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and how about what's for dinner?
Food.
Okay, well that is a good idea. Okay, well, in that case, should we wrap up the show a little bit early?
Yeah.
Okay. So, oh, and are we going to do a show next week?
Probably not.
Okay. Why not?
So I'll be at my cousin's house.
Okay. Okay. Well, you want to take us on out?
Thanks. Good night. Hopefully I listen next week on Fiona's Radio Show. Thanks. Good night.
Thanks and good night.